Geographical considerations and factors. In general, multinational organizations start at a very broad regional or global level and narrow their viable alternatives down to specific countries and major regions within countries. Organizations that operate within one country or region might start at the highest level they operate in and then narrow down from there. Note that organizations will need to make their own lists of factors and prioritize them between key success factors and secondary factors. We start here with some general qualitative deployment considerations. Strategy. Facility location used to be a tactical decision, but it is now a strategic one due to the large capital expense involved and the potential for strategic advantage in good decisions. For this reason, the key deployment consideration is fit with the organization's supply chain strategy as already discussed in this general content area. Like the real estate mantra of location, 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 selecting just the right sites will have a strong impact on strategy fulfillment. All the other deployment considerations in the national, regional, and site-specific decisions discussed elsewhere need to be reviewed and weighted by the organization based on its mission, vision, and organizational strategy. Labor rates. A primary component of transportation and warehousing costs is the labor rate. Labor rates and labor availability are often the primary decision factors in where to locate a facility because they make a huge difference in overall costs due to the labor-intensive nature of some supply chain operations. Labor rates are relative to necessary skill sets in the region, so there are different rates for different types of labor. Economic factors such as the unemployment rate also cause wage rates to fluctuate. An organization may want to conduct a labor market analysis for various potential locations. A labor market analysis may also include collecting information on demographics, such as the average age of workers and average skill levels. For example, one region may have an average age of 56 years while another has an average age of 19 years for a given skill level of worker. The latter area will have better wages over a longer period of time because the former area will start experiencing more labor supply shortages in the coming years and thus available workers will command higher pay. Other considerations include work ethic, productivity, and whether local public officials are interested in doing what they can to reduce local unemployment rates. Sourcing and manufacturing in countries with low labor costs remains a popular choice, though the countries that have the lowest costs continue to shift. For example, manufacturing wages from 2019 to 2020 rose 12% in China to $6.50, rose just over 3% in Mexico to $4.82. The combination of a very low manufacturing labor rate with long-distance transportation costs must be competitive for the industry for it to even be considered. When a production facility is opened in a country with low labor costs, the organization will need to continually scan global labor rates and wage growth rates to determine whether the region still has a labor cost advantage and to estimate how long this advantage might last. When the region is no longer a labor cost leader or the labor cost trend is unfavorable, the decision process then falls to saving enough in the transfer from relatively lower wages and or closer proximity to recoup the cost of moving operations. Quality. Quality can be a cultural imperative, such as a country that prides itself on precision and excellent work ethics. Locating in such countries can have advantages, though many of these countries also have higher labor costs. Many organizations also look for quality of life criteria such as low crime, great culture, educational opportunities, or low cost of living. The presence of these things can attract good workers and executives and help reduce turnover. Nation or region-specific incentives. Organizations that build sustainable facilities and operate using sustainable practices might receive incentives to locate in a particular nation, region, or local area. Economically depressed nations, regions, or local areas could create incentives. These incentives usually come in the form of reduced tax rates or tax holidays, no taxes for a given period, expedited approvals, road development, railroad routing, job development grants, and so on. The benefits can be worth millions, but generally they are distributed over a period of years to guarantee that the business stays around for a period of time. The tax laws of different nations can also create incentives to locate subsidiaries in certain nations. For example, Apple and Google were pioneers in a tax avoidance technique that involved using companies in Ireland and the Netherlands which resulted in these companies paying a single-digit percentage of taxes on profits made outside of the U.S. for over a decade. For example, to reduce their taxable income, they had the Irish company charge large royalties on certain sales since Irish taxes on royalties are very low. There is now an alternative minimum tax to pay and other restrictions on this particular loophole, but new loopholes may arise. Also, many organizations still have a facility presence in countries that were at least originally based on tax avoidance.